Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to the Orange City Centre. Joining us online, it's the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Great to be back on Triple M.
All right. Firstly, COVID-19. Let's talk about borders and borders. I'm talking about boarding school students and getting over the border for school holidays, which is imminent. Where are we at with this?
Well, we're trying to get all of the states and territories to come together and get some caring, compassionate and common sense solutions to this. I mean, we've got Queensland students in Bathurst who can't get home. We've got Queensland students in Armidale. This is a national problem. The mental health toll that is being exacted on our young children is huge. They've got enough to worry about with disrupted learning and whatnot without dealing with the separation from their families. Some, when they're forced to self-isolate, are being treated worse than prisoners. They're only allowed out twice a day for 10 minutes at a time. People see the exemptions for footy executives splashing around in the pool in Queensland, sipping pina coladas and saying, well, hang on a sec, how come we can move heaven and earth for them, but not our boarding school families? Many of them are from isolated areas that are COVID-free. Most of them are country people. For many of these folks, boarding schools are not a luxury. They're a necessity because they live a long way from the nearest school. So we need to get this done. Now, we've had some movement over the last 24 hours with Queensland now saying that Queensland students boarding in New South Wales can return home for the holidays and quarantine at home. New South Wales is also looking at exemptions for Victorian students studying in New South Wales. That's positive, but we need to make sure that we have a uniform set of guidelines. They're there for these holidays, but also the Christmas ones as well, because we don't want to be doing this again as the Christmas holidays roll onto us very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, let's talk about international borders and returning Aussies that have been abroad. The government are trying to increase the numbers that are currently allowed back into the country and the frequency over which that can happen.
Yeah, there's 4,000 a week coming into Australia at the moment. Now, all of the states and territories have different caps, so they've all got to agree to it. New South Wales is taking most of them 2,450 each week. We want to raise it, the total, to 6,000. We've got a lot of Aussies stranded out there. We need to get them home. So again, just like with the boarding school issues, we'd like all of the states and territories to come together and agree on raising the caps, because again, we've got a lot of tales and stories of heartache and anguish out there, and we need to draw to a close.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is there some, we're getting all these Aussies coming home, and you know, that's a lot of, it makes you wonder how big or how many Australians are abroad, obviously in the tens of thousands. Mm. What's to stop them coming home to see mum for a birthday and then buggering off back overseas again? Is there any control on this? Once they're back, they have to stay in the country, or is it they're free to come and go as they please?
No, you're not free to come and go. Yeah, it is possible to leave as long as you complete the necessary paperwork and get the permission to go. But coming back is the issue, because there just aren't the numbers that are allowed to come back, for example, through Sydney. And so it's basically a massive queue which is forming all around the world. And the reason that they've capped it is because they're worried that the quarantine system will be overrun. They don't have the capacity to house all of these people returning to Australia. So at the moment, I would imagine the New South Wales government's working on beefing up their army of security guards and training them up so that they can actually increase capacity. So it is a big logistical issue. New South Wales, I think, is doing most of the heavy lifting across Australia, but we need the other states and territories to, quite frankly, step up and do a bit more on this as well.
All right, now let's talk about fuel. I'm talking about, you know, your gas, your diesel, your petrol that you put in the vehicles. The government are looking at securing fuel supplies so that we can keep running here as a country.
Yeah, I think COVID has exposed how vulnerable we are in a lot of areas in terms of our supply chains, and fuel is one of them. So $211 million is being invested to boost our reserves of diesel and other fuel, petrol and also jet fuel. And I think most Australians would say, yep, that's a good thing. General Jim Molan has been on this for a long time, but now it's actually being backed up with some decent money and actually a policy to make sure that if our supply lines are actually cut, then we will have some fuel security, because all it takes is another international event or a war or something, and you don't want to be caught with low fuel stock. So I think it is very important.
All right, let's talk about the Oberon Indoor Fitness Centre.
Yeah, this is opening today, so I'll be running up there to Oberon today. Good morning, Oberon. a great new community facility, $364,000 in federal money has gone into it, and it's a great one that's been driven by the Oberon Council, and yeah, it's a great community facility, and it's going to be well used and much loved, and the feds have kicked in $364,000, so that's terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's go to Millthorpe. I love Millthorpe. The Golden Memories Museum, they've got some funding there.
Oh, yes, Drought Communities funding, more Drought Communities funding. And this is paying for the new amenities block at the Golden Memories Museum. So at the moment, you've got buses pulling up and they're using an old school toilet, an old red brick toilet. I don't know when it was built, but it's a long time. And it totally unfit for purposes. You've got all of their bus loads of kids. You've got, in some cases, senior citizens groups coming in. So $91,000 from the federal government sees the new toilet block at the wonderful Golden Memories Millthorpe Museum. And I had a look at it. Glenn Mortimer's leading the building on it, and it looks absolutely terrific. So very exciting. And, gee, that museum's a wonderful facility. So well done, Millthorpe. And I was also out at Lyndhurst Cricket Club.
I love Lyndhurst Cricket Club.
Yeah, well,
got some good mates out that way.
Yeah, well, I met Ashley, Tom and Bob, and also Councillor David Kingham. And with $26,000 of federal money, they're putting in a new cricket pitch and grandstand seating. And so the pitch still looks a bit rough because they basically just bulldozed the old one out and they're about to install a new one in time for the cricket season. Still looks a bit rough. So if you're a spinner practicing the art out at Lyndhurst at the moment, if they play on that track, you'll certainly get some good roughage to aim at. So I reckon I'll have it fixed up for the cricket season. And I have to tell you, Neil, I have signed up to play a game with Lyndhurst this season. So hopefully it'll go better than our musical adventures.
All right. Now let's talk about Rick and Bev's place quickly out at Running Stream. Earlier this week on the show I had you on, we were talking about the need for some physical labour to help them get these solar panels installed.
Yeah, Rick and Bev have done a huge amount of work, but I'm a little bit worried that it's all a bit too much. There's physical toll. They're working really hard. We've had some wonderful help from all around the region, so thank you so much to everyone who's helped. But now Rick wants to get up onto a shipping container and put timber slats down so he can lay solar panels so he can get the place hooked up to the power. Rick and Bev lost their home during the recent bushfires. Rick's a fiery. He's still president of the local RFS out there. And look, if you are a handy person that can spare some time, if you could give either Triple M or my office a call or Rick a call, and if you can just get out there and help, it would be much appreciated, because I'm just a little bit concerned that they're doing too much. And they're wonderful people, but we've just got to be a little bit careful about the toll that it's taking on their health. And I'm just worried that they're going to get exhausted, and they do need a hand out there. So if you can help Rick and Bev, you don't have to be a licensed tradie. If you can just be a handy person, it'd be terrific. Go out and give them a hand, get some timber up on that shipping container and get the solar panels installed. It would help a lot.
Yeah, agreed, agreed. I'm with Andrew G, the federal member for Clare. Thanks for the update, mate. Have a good day. Talk soon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil.